This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is Shishir Poddar, the Executive Chairman and Managing Director of Tirupati Graphite PLC. So it's the first time we're speaking, Shishir. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Absolutely fine, Mark. Thanks for taking the time out for us. It's great to speak to you and get introduced.
No, absolutely. It's great to have you on. I think this is actually a first for us here at Stockbox with a company that is IPOing. I don't think we've had an IPO before, so that's a big achievement for us as well to be talking to you. And we're very pleased that we've had the opportunity. So, Tirupati, you're IPOing. Can you start by perhaps giving us a brief introduction to the company? You know, what are you all about?
Well, so Mark, we are specialists in flake graphite and graphene. We emerge from a team that has more than 30 years. I personally have more than 30 years working in this space. Mm-hmm. And together, our team has more than 100 years of collective experience. Graphite is a very special material, and we are very happy that we are coming to London markets with developing a company which we intend to make the leader in the globe for this particular critical material.
Yes, I did read actually in your presentation, you said a global leader. That's a very bold statement. How confident are you'll achieve that?
Well, so if you see the way we structured ourselves, if you see our background, and if you see mm-hmm. the achievements we've made until now, it speaks for itself. Graphite is a material which very few people around the world know much about mm-hmm. because graphite has not been so well exploited over the last three decades in various parts of the globe. It's been concentrated in China. Mm-hmm. The way we've taken up, because we are so deep into the material, we chose the best resources of graphite. We developed the best technologies to process it. And we developed the best markets for it. And we have a very structured development plan, which is aligned to the dynamics of this unique material. That's why we are very confident that we will build the company of our dream and the company which we are here to build.
Okay, great. Well, we'll come on to both graphite and graphene in a moment. But first of all, I think it is unusual. It's an unusual IPO in the fact that it's I think the first IPO to offer retail investors the chance to participate on the same terms as institutional investors. Why was this so important to you?
Well, so we have been in touch with the London Stock Exchange as we intended to IPO. And, about 6 months back when we started working strongly on getting on the list, we were introduced by LSE to primary bids with the thought that, a retail offering could help retail investors to invest in the same terms as institutional places. The background of this is that over the last three decades, again, the total investment by retail investors on the London Stock Exchange total market capitalization has dropped from more or less 35% to currently around 16%. The exchange, the regulators, everybody wants retail investors to get access to invest in companies directly if they like to. And we thought, with all this support from the LSE, from the regulators, that why not do this? And, I'm very proud to say we are one of the first companies offering this. So, and we are very happy to do this.
Excellent. Okay, so coming onto the product, of course, graphite and graphene. I know a few people have heard of graphite. Graphene, I think, is a relatively new material that was discovered recently, and I believe it's a derivative of graphite, and it's actually been described as a wonder material. So I wonder, could you tell us what the market is like for both graphite and graphene and their uses?
Great. So, graphite is a pure form of carbon. It's an allotrope of carbon, just like diamond is. What is unique about graphite is its crystalline structure, which actually gives it properties which are, again, unparalleled. No other material has properties that graphite has. Just to give you a few, it's a carbon, which is a non-metal, but graphite is the only good conductor, which is a non-metal, of both electricity and heat. it is an inert material. It doesn't react to any acids, any chemicals. Mm-hmm. It is stable to a temperature of up to 3,500 degrees in certain atmospheres. So it has a set of very unique properties. Mm. Now, these properties, Mark, they lead graphite into a huge set of applications. You know, overall, graphite has more than 150 applications. But why has it become so important today or over the last decade? Because graphite is the main ingredient of various new technologies, which are very important for sustainable development. Let me give you an example of lithium-ion batteries. Lithium-ion batteries, in them, graphite is the single largest constituent. Mm-hmm. There's more graphite in a lithium-ion battery than there is lithium mm-hmm. or any other material. Similarly, flame retardants is an industry which has become increasingly important because we as humankind want to reduce the damage caused by possible fires. Now, graphite is the only non-halogen and non-toxic flame retardant material. It has developed over the last two decades for this application. Similarly, in advanced materials like composites, it is also a key ingredient to have things like, conductive polymers. So overall, graphite is a very vital material. That is why the United States, the EU, have both classified it as a critical resource. Mm-hmm. Coming to graphene, what is graphene? So, graphene is the first two-dimensional material that we have discovered as humankind. And it has been discovered in no other place other than Manchester. Mm-hmm. The scientists who discovered it were awarded Nobel Prize, I think in 2009, for discovering this new material. Why is it called a wonder material? Because it is the strongest material we have ever seen. It is the best conductor we have ever seen. These two properties, amongst others that it has, make it a material which can actually change the world of advanced materials. So, and that's already happening over the last 15 years. There has been so much of research on graphene. Now it is coming to a stage that we find applications commercializing. So both graphite and graphene, Mark, they are very vital for the sustainable development that we talk about. They are very vital for various arenas, and it is very diverse. I must say, of the battery materials, graphite is the one which has most diversified applications. So if you're looking at energy storage, electric vehicles, etc., you must be in graphite.
Okay. Now, given that both graphite and graphene are critical materials in a number of sustainable applications, as you mentioned earlier, does this also factor into your business from both a prospecting and a general operational approach as well?
It does. So, for the flake graphite resource, we looked at Madagascar because it is known, you can Google and find it out, that Madagascar boasts one of the world's best graphite deposits. Mm-hmm. We structured our primary mining and primary processing of flake graphite in Madagascar. We are operational. We set up our first plant last year. It's up and running. It's producing and selling across the globe. Simultaneously, what is primary goes into a set of applications which are more conventional and industrial types. But the high-tech applications of which I talked about earlier, they need further processing of this primary graphite to a very high purity, plus of 99% purity. And it also needs to undergo certain specialized processes. So for that, we have developed all the technologies. We have them. We started our production of first facility for flame retardant graphite in India. And we are building from here. Similarly, on the graphene side, we developed the technology and are building from here. So if you see, again, getting back to your earlier question, why are you confident that you will be able to make it? Because we have developed all that we need to build the company. Mm-hmm. We have secured everything that we need, including the resources, the human resources, the capital markets access, everything that we need, we have secured. Thus, I am very confident on we will be able to deliver.
Okay. And it sounds like that there is a big market for these commodities, and it's only going to grow. What are your pricing expectations for the commodities in 2021?
Well, so at present, we as a globe consume about 1.2 million tons of graphite annually. Mm-hmm. The growth in graphite is driven by these advanced applications. It is expected, and there are many forecasts you can check, mm-hmm. that the total consumption will increase to about 2.5 million tons. That's kind of double from here over the next 4 years or so. Thereafter, it is expected to double from there again in the next 5 to 6 years. So we are looking at a growth which would be a substantial two-figure CAGR. Now, coming to the pricing. So, you know, pricing is, again, the forecasts say that graphite prices are going to rise very substantially. Having said that, we do expect that too, because with the growth in, total consumption, the mm-hmm. growth in production may not match, which would lead to a gap and increase mm-hmm. in prices. But we as a, you know, very prudent company, we model ourselves not on the expected price increase, but on, you know, the price that we have now, which is not going to kind of go down whatsoever, mm-hmm. because there is more graphite that you need than you have graphite presently being produced. So the markets are going to be very buoyant. Lithium-ion batteries will be the biggest drivers of it. Electric vehicles, electric mobility is getting stronger by the day. The other applications like in flame retardants and advanced materials, that's growing strongly. Mm-hmm. We see a huge uptick in the market and an uptick in the price. Also, just to share with you, in the last quarter, actually the graphite prices have gone up by almost 8 to 10%. That's because this uptick has already started, you know, mm-hmm. post the COVID situation. There's a big boost by various governments on electrification of mobility, and that's actually started driving it already. So I must say, while, you know, the forecasts are there, we can see them, but we will continue to remain conservative on our own forecasts, you know, just to give the best outcome.
Okay, that's great. And finally, Shishir, you're doing your IPO. What's the investment case then for private investors? If you can maybe in 1 or 2 minutes present the investment case, and then how can private investors get involved?
Well, so if you would like to invest in us, you can get to primary bids. Our offer is open now until 12 noon of 9 December. Alternatively, you can also get in touch with our brokers, Optiva, who are the sole book runners for this IPO. On why you should invest in our company, rarely you will find a company which is 3.5 years young, which and generating revenues in the resource space. It has demonstrated that it can make 50% gross margins from its first units that it set up. We have a very well-defined plan. We've also established that we are the lowest capital intensity and in the lowest quarter of the operating cost as a company. We do everything in very environmental friendly manner, and we make a product which is so important for sustainability and environment. We are a team that has more than 100 years of collective experience, and I personally have been in the space for 30 years, so we have a very deep understanding in this space. And the last point I would like to share, you will rarely or possibly not find another company which is as and completely integrated in the value chain of graphite unto graphene. There is no other company which is structured this way as of now, at least of which I know. All put together, if you want to get into the benefits of electrification of mobility and also various other new technologies that are developing around the globe, you have an opportunity here.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I did notice that you were revenue generating as well, which is always a good thing to have. So, yes, thank you for that. And if private investors would like to take part, it's primary bid or Optiva, your broker.
Absolutely fine.
Okay. Well, Shishir Poddar, the Executive Chairman and Managing Director of Tirupati Graphite, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Mark. It was great speaking to you.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.